the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy, for another Monday edition of the Fade 5 podcast. And Medic, we're bleeding out right now. We got absolutely slam dunked on by the sports books over the weekend. So, Lundy, I'm in full chase mode, means there's no better way to regain units lost than hopping more the honk honk plus buzz. You know the name of the game, plus 100 odds or greater. And I will not take losers. I need a winner, and I need it desperately. So please serve one up.
Yeah, you probably need that. I had one of those days where it's like, oh, we're going to do a little three-legger. And, you know, I can survive sometimes when there's, you know, two green dots and one red. I can't handle it when it goes red. Just all the, like, literally could have done the exact opposite and would have won cash. Those are the things that drive me nuts. That happened to me over the course of the weekend. It happened to me on Saturday on the ice. It happened to me yesterday in the NFL. It was painful, but that's okay because I'm sitting here as a bow lever this morning as the Broncos continue to roll on the shoulders of their rookie quarterback. Let me go into the first of the two games tonight. Give you a little SGP. Simple. It's all TJ Hawkinson all the time. The Bears do not give up a lot of touchdowns to the tight end position, but they do give up north of 60 yards to the plus size targets per game. And so when we look at that, I'm going to take Minnesota on the money line. Don't need no spread. Don't need no nothing. Just give me them on the money line to win the game against the Bears. Give me TJ to have at least three catches and at least 40 yards. That's all I need. Put those three together, and I got that at FanDuel at a plus 118. I am chasing the plus odds after bleeding out yesterday, but I'm trying to not get too crazy because I'm just a little bit worried that this might be a trend of week 15 and that I just need to take a deep breath.
Yeah, that is indeed the case. With the zone defense, the Bears do employ from time to time. TJ Hawkinson feasted in the first matchup, and like George Kittle did last week, I think it's going to be more the same for TJ Hawkinson in the second go-round. All right, I guess the next on the call, let's ratchet up the plus money even greater, shall we? At plus 500. Oh, yeah, let's roll the shoulders and get seduced by that juice, fools. I say Darnell Mooney has the most receiving yards in the game between the Falcons and the Raiders. It's a 5-1 odds, plus 500 right now at BetMGM, and entirely doable. You look at Las Vegas, number 31 in pass EPAD over the last 5 weeks, and the Cameron Richardson is who he's going to see most often in coverage. And Richardson this season has had posted the fourth lowest grade, according to Pro Football Focus, of any defensive back in coverage in the NFL. That's kind of your job, bro, and you're not particularly good at it. Also giving up 17.1 yards per catch. And look at Mooney coming off that season high of 140-plus last week. He is top 25 this year in total deep ball targets of 26, yards per reception at 15.3, and total route wins with 154 as tracked at playerprofiler.com. So to the moon we go with Darnell Mooney. Had the most receiving yards in the game, plus 500. Extraordinary value in my mind. There at BetMGM with those bets on the board. Let's get after it with another Manic Monday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco of the countdown on this two scoops of Monday Night Football. Let's stay in that ATL and LV matchup. And I say Captain Kirk. Will he actually find the end zone? I have no second idea. Probably nearly an L word, G word for another pick or two. But I'm going to take the over on 239.5 pass yards at a minus 115 juice there at BetMGM. And BetMGM is the best line and odds in the business. You go to DraftKings, you go to FanDuel, you go to Caesars. It's like 2 to 3 yards higher, and it's a heavier deuce, minimum minus 120 in each of those locales. So great value right now, and you might want to grab it if you're an early consumer here with the Fade 5 podcast. I think Captain Kirk is going to get there with relative ease in this one. He has done this in 4 of his last 6 games. Okay, decent number 18 adjusted completion percentage this season, but he is number 7 in deep ball completion percentage, number 6 in total air yards among all passers this year. Las Vegas, number 31 in pass EPAD over the last 5 weeks. On the year, 8 quarterbacks have slung at least 240 yards against them, and they've given up in their last six straight games, a passer 240 more yards. On top of that, 7.1 pass yards per attempt and 235.8 pass yards per game. That's why this line is low. I think the books got lazy and they're just like, oh, what's the average? They give it up. Oh, it's 235.8. Oh, we'll just move that ever so slightly northward and we'll set the line there and let the masses maybe invest in it. Yes, invest in it. Let's hit warp speed. Kirk Cousins, don't get benched. That's the only thing I'm asking. On the over, 239.5 pass yards at a minus 115 juice at BetMGM. Numero 5 on the countdown. Lundy, fade or follow.
You used the B word, and that's what everybody's scared of tonight.
Yeah.
You used the B word because it could happen if this guy comes out and continues to look like he has over the last few weeks without the touchdowns. Plenty of picks, though. I mean, it's too bad you can't reverse those two columns in the old stat page there at NFL.com because he's got plenty of picks. You just got to find a way to get yourself a touchdown. I don't think he gets benched in this one. I think he manages to ride this out against the Raiders, and therefore I do think he can get up over this number. I do like the value, though. Again, when you're talking about some of the other books, you know, 242, 243, 241, those kinds of numbers, stick with whatever you can get as low as you can get it, just in case.
Yeah, if not, it's going to be that B word. Son of a bitch!
Number four.
All right, Numero Cuatro here, the Fave 5 Countdown. A little bit heavier juice here, but I think it's going to be worth the investment. Let's go with a guy that is going to be a borderline future Hall of Famer, and all he does is get grabs, and that is Keenan Allen. Give me the over on 4.5 receptions against those Minnesota Vikings, at a minus 125 juice there at BetMGM. He crushed the over on this number in the first matchup back in Week 12. And that was a game in which Caleb Williams had 340 passing yards. And that has been really the issue for the Minnesota Vikings this season. Yes, the EPA data, the number 8 and pass EPA D on the season. But look at the wide receiver set that they have allowed. They're inside the top 5 most fantasy points surrendered to the WR position. Keenan Allen has built a great relationship here late, operating primarily out of the slot. He'll line up outside on occasion with Caleb Williams, and I think this is going to be probably a close, another double-digit target kind of game. Bears are like a play from behind. Got to see a lot of Shaq Griffin most often in coverage there, and again, he torched him in that first matchup. Whether working inside, whether working outside, it doesn't matter. I think Keenan Allen is going to have at least 25% of the target share, plug in a catch. Upwards like 6-7 balls. That could be underselling it, quite frankly. So pull together, supreme matchup, hot hand. Caleb Williams looking much improved here last 3 weeks and likely playing from behind. Over, over, and over again. Keenan Allen, 4.5 catches in Minnesota at a minus 125 juice at BetMGM. Numero Cuatro, the countdown, mi amigo. Feed or follow.
Yeah, Caleb Williams has looked better. It's got to feel a little bit better for you as a Bears fan that he's not completely looking terrible. Problem is you've still got, you know, coaching issues, GM issues.
Yeah.
You know, they're fighting over what they want to do with the stadium. Like, your team's got a lot of issues, man. It's got a lot.
This is why we drink.
Oh, is that why it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you found a good excuse. Take the over. Allen gets at least 5 catches.
Hey, somebody, bartender, please pour me another. And just leave the bottle.
Cheese curds.
Number 3.
Numero 3. So cheese curds are delicious. Here on the Feed 5 Countdown. Let's get some plus money on the board, shall we? I'm going to go with Caleb Williams on the over. 1.5 passing touchdowns at a plus 150 juice. Yeah, roll the shoulders. It gets seduced by that juice there at BetMGM. Truth be told, if you're a follower of my spreadsheet, thegamingjuice.com, always free, always transparent. And yes, I got my ass kicked yesterday. That's why we're chasing this prop, because we got to regain those units lost. I actually grabbed this at a plus 160 juice when it opened a couple of days ago at the Lions Roar, but still a plus 150, entirely buyable. You look at what Caleb Williams did in that first match. Remember, 340 yards, and not one, but a pair of touchdowns. They're in Chicago back in Week 12. He has done this in 3 straight games, respectable number 17 in red zone completion percentage this year. And as I mentioned, yes, Minnesota is top 10 in pass EPA defense over the last 5 weeks, but that standing is a bit deceiving. They have given up a multi TD passer in five of their last nine games. And on the season, giving up 7.1 pass yards per attempt, healthy number there, and a very healthy 270.2 pass yards per game. Likely a negative game script for my Chicago Bears, pass them alert. And I'm going to catch a buzz as a result on Caleb Williams on the over. We might have to sweat this out at garbage time. 1.5 passing touchdowns and a plus 150 juice there at BetMGM. And numero tres on the countdown, mi amigo, fade or follow.
All right, now, outside of your plus 500 on Darnell Mooney, this is you chasing right here. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to fade you because as good as he's looked, I just don't think I can get talked into two passing touchdowns in this particular game on the road. I'd like to see him do it because I'd like to be entertained this evening over the course of the Monday night doubleheader. I really would like to be entertained. I'd like to not be, you know, snoozing it out because I'm looking forward to Thursday night football. Huge game between the Chargers yep. and the Broncos. But I'm really hoping at least one of these games tonight can keep me awake. But I got to fade you on this one.
Bear down, Chicago Bears. No bad singing right now at thegamingjuice.com. Go there, please, and sign up for a free account. All of our content is 100% free. I don't charge you a single cent at all. Luddy's free NHL picks are there with his spreadsheet. Right of
last my crappy picks are posted there.
Well, yeah, you got the heaters right around the corner. So have some faith, mi amigo. Check out his crappy picks. Again, you can fade them on whatever the hell you want. Or Brandon Velasquez as well. And in the content he's turned out in the NHL, Ben Wittenstein, Dave Jacobson, going to have you hooked up this college bowl season. And, of course, the college football playoff just days from getting underway. They're going to have selections in every stinking game there. Of course, all my fantasy football content lives there. Rankings, fantasy flames at all the key positions, and as well my top props pieces, all of my matchup betting pieces as well, whether it's a marquee matchup or something that's craptastic like Raiders and Falcons. All the action, you can get it there at thegamingjuice.com. It's 100% free. Please sign up and click Converse and Cash. .. Maybe.
Number two.
Numero dos here, the Fade Five Countdown. Again, Monday night, double dip. Let's get some Aaron. Aaron Jones on the board. I'm going to go for 70-plus rush yards against my Chicago Bears. Senor Sombrero is going to earn all the tequila, I think, in this one, much like he did in the first matchup. In that matchup, remember, he went 22 carries for a 106 and a touchdown on the ground against the Windy City representatives. He has gone over 70 yards six times this season. You look at the advanced numbers, nothing to scoff at there. He is number 17 in total missed tackles forced with 35. Decent 3.04 yards after contact per attempt among all eligible rushers. He's number 28 in the league. And you look at Chicago. They're the Gubby Bears. They're the Berenstein Bears. They are comical what they have done defensively in the trenches here down the home stretch. Last five games, number 28 in rush EPA defense. They, on the year, have got a 4.95 yards per carry, 115.7 rush yards per game, and 10 running backs, including Jones, have hit 70 yards against them. So a little baby seduced by the juice, plus 100, great value. Aaron Jones, if you want a ladder, this prop, I would highly recommend it. He should go nuts tonight in what is expected to be a positive game script there in Minneapolis. So Aaron Jones, 70 more rush yards against my Bears, plus 100 at DraftKings. And Rodos on the countdown, Lundy, better follow.
I think he gets there. I know some of the projections only have him around 60, low 60s, that kind of number, but I think he can get up to 70. I'd like to see him break something, maybe, you know, chalk off about 22, 24 of these on one carry. For sure, I would like to see that. By the way, I was a much bigger fan of Richard Scarry, those books. Like, What Do People Do All Day? Like, Cars and Trucks Around Town. Come on, you remember those, right?
Yeah.
I like the Berenstein Bears, but the Richard Scarry books were like the original version of Where's Waldo?
Totally. Where are the Bears in terms of decency? They don't exist!
Number one.
All right, numero uno here, the Fade 5 Countdown. My top play, folks, and it may be unexpected to some of you, but I've been looking at this guy. I've been watching the tape. I've been comparing the advanced analytics, and all I have seen is impressive results. That is Sincere McCormick. Sincerely, Brad Evans, I love you. I'll take the over 52.5 rush yards at a minus 115 juice at BetMGM. And he's not at Vegas. He's not playing against himself. He is going against, of course, the Atlanta Falcons in this one. For those of you that are watching the YouTube broadcast, I am editing my work here in real time. So, bada bing, bada boom. He is against the ATL, and he's not actually at the ATL. He's playing at home. So, regardless, I got the opponent right. I have the location right. It doesn't matter. He can play in this game on Jupiter, and he's still running for at least 53 yards. You look at what he has done the last couple of weeks, 64 rushing yards on 12 attempts, followed up with 78 rushing yards on 15 rush attempts, 3.99. That's off the charts efficient in yards after contact per attempt, and north of a 20% missed tackle rate, also off the charts in that category as well. His head coach and Pierce has come out. Antonio Pierce said, hey, we're going to give him the lion's share of the touches the rest of the season and moving forward. I think at a minimum, I think the Raiders are going to be competitive in this game. At a minimum, he's probably going to get 15 carries in this contest. And, yeah, you're looking at Atlanta. They've been decent against the run. Number 16, though, and rush EPA over the last 5 weeks. On the year, they have allowed 4.50 yards per carry to running backs, 89.2 rush yards per game as well, just to the running back position, and 11 RBs have gone for at least 53 yards against them. So, again, the magic number here is probably like 13. If he gets that many rush attempts, I think Sincere McCormick is going to make us some cash. My number one play on this two-header Monday Night Football, McCormick over 52.5 rush yards against Atlanta, minus 115 at BetMGM. Good sir. Fade or follow.
This one scares me just a little bit because I still think because I think Alexander Mattison is still going to steal at least 4 or 5 carries from him. I do.
Okay.
I think he's going to steal. Well, but if he does that, and if by chance, you know, if Kirk Cousins actually comes out and freaking knows how to play football, then Vegas might get into a position where they can't do this, where they can't run it.
Correct.
And that's my concern, is there an opportunity, you know, I mean, we're talking about Darnell Mooney with the yards, right? I mean, if all of a sudden, whoosh, there he goes. I'm worried about this one. I think he can get over this total. I do think this total is too low. But I'm still a little bit concerned about Alexander Mattison taking some carries away from him. That's all.
All right, McCormick, don't pull one of these, please, which my picks have been all damn weekend long. Am I Illini? It still hurts. Oh, you lost to the buzzer. You got to pressure the ball. You can't allow Jordan Gainey to just drive down the entire court and lay one off the glass with seconds remaining. I'm not at all bitter. I got to wash away that sadness with a little bonus time, bonus time. Again, Lundy, you and I are mired in a deep, dark slump. Let's break out of it. What else you got?
Yeah, there's only 3 games on the ice tonight. I'll figure out some picks in those in part because, you know, there's a bet that I want to make. But unfortunately, I jumped on it too late. It's already been juiced. I'm pretty sure Vancouver is going to put at least a 3 spot on the board against Colorado tonight. But I'll get some stuff going for you on the old hockey spreadsheet. We can definitely take care of that. Where did it go, Brad? Where did it? Oh, I know where it went. Here it is, right here in front of me. This one's kind of interesting. BetMGM gave a boost for tonight. It was a 25% boost, and there weren't a whole lot of parameters that you had to hit to be able to put it together. So check this out. Jordan Addison, 50 yards. Justin Jefferson, 50 yards. Plus 100, but with the boost, plus 125 over at BetMGM. I really like that one. I'll take plus 125 for each of those guys to chalk up 50 yards. I think it happens. I mean, JJ is going to do it easy enough. And I think Jordan Addison's probably going to finish somewhere in the low 60s, 61, 62, or maybe somewhere in that range. So I'm feeling pretty good about that one. I will take that at a plus 125. And then I have no idea what Sabonis's assist prop is for tonight against the Nuggets, but take the over. I don't know what I don't know what it is, but I want you to take the over. I'm trying to look it up, and I've got too many windows open, and all of a sudden one of them started playing a video, and it was pissing me off.
Just take the triple-double if you're going to take the over on assists with him.
Well, hold on, because I want to find the number. Hang on.
All right.
It's at 5.5 at plus 100.
Well, that's low.
I'm taking the over on that one, and it's plus 100 for him to have at least a half a dozen assists against the Nuggets tonight. I think he does it. I think he likes going up against the Nuggets and Jokic and company. And so I'm going to take him on the over on that. And the fact that it is at plus odds, that makes me smile. Otherwise, I'm bleeding. I'm seeing stars. I can't go. Yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, we're hurting right now. That's dims the breaks when it comes to sports gambling. You ride the highs and you deal with the lows. Let's get some more plus money to the board right now. It's a Team Huevos parlay play. Again, there's another typo on the screen. I'm going to fix this in real time. It is not technically an SGP. It is a two-leg parlay. Give me Bijan Robinson anytime touchdown, and give me Aaron Jones anytime touchdown. To put those hands together, plus 178, baby, at BetMGM. And I think it's entirely doable. Again, Vegas has actually been pretty good defending the run according to the EPA data last five games. They're number 8 in rush EPA defense during that span, but they've given up 13 combined touchdowns to the running back position this season, and it's Bijan. He has found the end zones in 6 of his last 8 games. He's getting 68.6% of the opportunity share. He's number 12 in total red zone touches with 43. I think he falls over the chalk, and the referee's arms go up. He's splashing 6 tonight, and same goes with Aaron Jones. He scored a touchdown in that Week 12 matchup against Chicago. Bears number 28, as I already mentioned, a rush EPA defense. They have allowed 13 combined touchdowns on the season. And Jones, 69.2% of the opportunity share. He's number 6 in red zone attempts with 47, and he has found the end zone in 3 straight games. So to recap, simple two-legger, Bijan Robinson touchdown, Aaron Jones touchdown, plus 178. Take my money. Take it. They're at BetMGM. Elsewhere, Boot is time. Luddy, I think you're going to be sweating out Justin Jefferson. I'm going to take the under on 81.5 receiving yards. I think the number's way too high against Chicago because the one saving grace on defense of my Bears is Jalen Johnson. Guys only giving up a 56.1% catch rate, only the 61st most yards of any defensive back in the NFL, and a 78.4 pass rating. He's been locked down. Probably going to shadow JJ in this game, which he did in the last game, and limited him just 5 targets, 2 receptions for a season-low 27 yards. So I think the Bears are really going to be scheming to try to, you know, mitigate him in some way. That's great news if you're on Jordan Addison. It's great news if you're on TJ Hockenson. I kind of like the overs on both those guys' receiving yards. Lundy already laid out the case for Hock at the top of the show. The Bears, I know, are number 27 to pass EPAD. They've largely been rubbish. And you look at Justin Jefferson, a guy that's seen 8.2 targets per game, number 7 in yards per route run, number 11 in total yak, number 8 in yards per target. I mean, he's a stud. There's no question about it, but he has hit the under on 81.5. A half dozen times, 6 times this year. I think it happens tonight. And one college basketball bet without any kind of analysis whatsoever, because a lot of you don't largely care. I'll give you 2, actually. I'm going to lay the chalk. I think the number is up to like 9.5 or 10 in Northern Colorado. They're taking on Air Force. Usually I aim high, but you look at the Falcons. They're north of number 300. Right now, in terms of their KenPom, Bartovic ranking, they're going to be the dregs of the keg in the Mountain West this year. Northern Colorado can really light up the scoreboard, and they play an up-tempo pace, contrasting styles there. I wasn't getting even analysis, and I am, because I'm a college basketball junkie. So I like Northern Colorado. I played for like 10.5 or 11. I think they could win this game by 13 or more. And then last one, I'll take Louisiana Tech at home. They're catching 2.5 against Grand Canyon. Yeah, GCU, a team that's probably going to make the tournament. They're not going to have a whole lot of competition in their conference this year. But La Tech is a better than advertised team, and they're at home. It's a straight home game for them. They could win this game straight up. So a little sprinkle on the money line, if you will. If not, plus the 2.5. A lot of money coming in on the Antelopes because people love betting GCU basketball. Trust me. I think this game could be a bit of a trap for them against the roof Bulldogs of Louisiana Tech. All right, I am out of breath, and we are out of time here.
It's a trap.
Well, it could be a trap. Thank you, Admiral Akbar. I got my figurine around. Oh, there it is. There he is. It's a trap. It's a trap. Yeah, well, hopefully it's not going to be a trap for me back at La Tech. But I do like them. Again, catch the 2.5. All right, we're out of breath and out of time here on the Feed 5 podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. You can
hit
always pay to follow us.
Subscribe button on the YouTubes.
Yeah, please do that. Give us some kind of feedback, thumbs up, middle finger emojis. I don't give a crap, man. Just interact with us. So drop in a comment. A lot of you have been dropping in some comments here and there. Hope you're enjoying this podcast. This is episode number, 751?
751.
Yeah, it's crazy how long you and I have been at this. Fade or follow us on the X or the Twitter. Check out Lundy's content there at Nate Lundy. You can also check out his Blue Sky content, the same handle there at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Huevos on X, also on Blue Sky at Noisy Huevos. Check out thegamingjuice.com, you jack wagons. Read all of our free content. It can offer up more commentary there. Especially the Ask Brad portion. I actually answer your questions for fantasy football and occasionally in sports betting as well. So click on that. I don't charge you a damn thing, and I will interact with you. We're always accessible all the time. For the wonderful and outstanding Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Fade the living daylights out of us until we snap out of our funk. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. We stink.